Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sue Charita here on Sunday, March 1st, 2015. We're kicking off a new month. Although we've been tapping into the energy of the sun transiting into the 11th house, the natural 11th house of the zodiac, which is Aquarius, and so that's really the kind of energy that we like to tap into here on Sundays with Sue Charita. The members joining from around the world, welcome to those of you who are joining for the first time or those of you who have been stopping in from time to time, and those of you who have been dedicating your Sundays to this program. And it's so great because every week after the calls I hear from many of the members who are joining, and they give great feedback about what they're learning. And I just wanted to share with everyone here just a message from one of the members. I won't say your name because you didn't give me your permission to do that, but this is the message, and I just was really happy to hear about this. And I love hearing from everyone from time to time because this is something that Dr. Pillai has been empowering us to do, to come together as a global community. No matter where we are in the world, you don't have to feel like you're alone. And then you can join a program that's free, and you can hear from other members who are taking other programs that Dr. Pillai is offering or have gone on trips or events or seminars, and you can continue to be inspired. So here's what someone had just shared with me, and I'd like to do that with you now. So she says, "Dear Sue Charita, I've listened to your Sundays with Sue Charita for a year now. There's always something new I hear. There is always something new that I hear. I'm writing to thank you for championing phonemic intelligence on your program. There is someone initiating a pilot phonemic intelligence program in Arizona. And she said, I believe this was sparked by a conversation that you had. And it was. It was a conversation that I had with someone here in the program who had written to me afterwards and said, you know, I want to give phonemic intelligence for my son, to help my son. And then we had a subsequent conversation. And now this person has decided that she's going to champion it in her school that her son goes to. So not only her son will be receiving the benefits of the program, but all these kids in his school will also get to do that as well. So this person continues on to say, Dr. Pillai has a goal of 10 states with phonemic intelligence pilots, and Arizona brings us to 5. So thank you. And she said that I really appreciated when you highlighted phonemic intelligence. I was thinking about your influence. It's like you have your own radio show, which is kind of cute because lots of people have been, not lots, but maybe about a dozen people have said that over the course of the year. So she continues and she says, we're looking at ways to reach devotees and have them to take on supporting pilots. We'll reach out to you again about some new ideas. Thanks for your Sunday morning program. So, you know, it's really inspiring to hear that through this program, people are getting the energy of the week that helps them to stay on track with what it is that they're doing in their daily lives. And then as that energy comes into their life and as they celebrate the good things that are happening in their life and in the people around them, the lives of people around them, then they can go beyond that. So that's what we're here to do, is to help to empower ourselves to do something that is purposeful and meaningful and fills up the soul, you know, with good deeds, good karma. You know, we always talk about karma, and the first thing that comes to mind for most people is, oh, my God, good karma. I got bad karma. I got to work on my bad karma. Well, it's kind of like having a bank account. you know, you can have, you come into this lifetime and you have some karmas that you have to deal with. Some can be good and some are not so good. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad. You're learning lessons. We're all learning lessons in it. And then what we do is we transmute it. So we have some debt, let's just say some karmic debt, and then we work that debt down by increasing our good karma. So that becomes our savings or our investment karma. So that when you know, things are coming, going to be happening in our lives, unforeseen things, maybe some seen things as well we know about, it doesn't have to be so devastating because we've invested in raising our consciousness so we have more clarity of mind. And then when we have clarity of mind, then the divine can work through. It doesn't have to go through a bunch of mind chatter. It can just, we can call on the divine immediately, and then, or the archetypes, and then they can, that energy coming from those archetypes or from the divine can empower us to make better choices and then to seek out ways to resolve our issues. And then as we're going along and doing that, becomes sort of second nature to us, right? And then our true soul's nature will be expressed more easily. And then it will come in mysterious ways. And then we will be living out our soul's purpose. So being on this path with Dr. Pillai is always an adventure. And it's so great to receive messages from our fellow members here in this program. So thank you for sending that. Program member, and if you want me to mention your name, I'll be happy to do that. But at this time, I just checked the mailbox, and I didn't get a chance to ask if I could do that in your name. So we'll leave it anonymous for now. Anyway, the message is that it's so great to hear from everyone and to see and to see how it is showing up in a very concrete way, in that Dr. Pillai is here to provide us with this free space where he is, his energy is being focused during this time that we're together. And then whatever energy he's putting into each and every one of us, that is going to be expressed. So that's what we're here to do. Sundays with Sucharita is chosen because Sundays represents our soul. And our soul wants to be woken up to a higher level of being, a higher level of expression. So today is all about 12th moon energy, and energy of the 12th moon is all about the archetype Vishnu. So if you're working on projects, or you're trying to maintain your manifestations, or you'd like to expand your network, it's a great time to do that because the sun is in Aquarius. It's a natural 11th house. So that helps you to connect more deeply or more effectively with your coworkers, your family members, anyone you associate with. And then you can, you know, create opportunities for you to be promoted or you to do take on higher responsibilities in projects and in maybe in your family life or social circle. And people will be really receptive to you, even if they're the same people. When you know that, and then when we do these meditations, that wakes up something inside of you that is more attractive. So it helps you to attract better opportunities to express your God-given talents and your gifts that maybe have been masked, or there's kind of like a cloud around it, so people don't really get to see you for who you truly are in this moment in time. So that this energy will help, and it seems to be the theme of the week. We've got Soma Purosham is on Monday. Soma is related to Mondays, and it's relating to the mind because Moon represents the mind. And it is a great time for Pradosham, as you can read in the blog and as you watch on the YouTubes that Dr. Pillai, through Pillai Center, Dr. Pillai has put out about Pradosham and how it's a really powerful time of the month. You can tap into it every day around sunset, wherever you are in the world. 1.5 hours around sunset time is Pradosha, but there's two power times during the month, one on the waxing cycle and one on the waning cycle of the moon. And it usually lands on the 13th moon. And so if it lands on a Monday, then that means it's really going to give clarity to your mind. So it's a great way to start your week off, you know, your work week, or your, you know, whatever you're doing in life. And, you know, it will help to say, okay, do this internal check. What am I up to this week? What clarity do I need to have? And then you do your Pradosham ritual. You can pour milk or juice over the Shiva Lingam water if you can, or, you know, read about that ritual that you can do at home that's really powerful. You can chant Dhir Nilakantam Makaral Shivaya Namah. That's the biggest karma-busting mantra that Dr. Pillai has put out. And, you know, do that around sunset time wherever you're in the world tomorrow. I'm not sure if the India Standard Time is the same for Pradosham. But here in the West, in Canada, U.S., Europe, then it falls on Monday. Regardless, whatever Pradosham day is, you can do this, but particularly if it's on a Monday, ask for clarity in your mind. Because when our mind is clear, we are at peace. And then we can receive whatever information that is being given to us or whatever information that we're seeking with more clarity and ease. And then when we have ease of understanding this information that's coming, then we can act accordingly, with more wisdom and grace. So, and then following that is Natarajabhishekam. And Natarajabhishekam happens 6 times of the year. So it's a really powerful week this week to get some clarity. Because Natarajabhishekam, you can read about that on Astrovid. It's really great that they have such good information there to help us to understand that these archetypes, this archetypal energy of Nataraj is the dancing Shiva, and he's in this dancing over this little guy. He's got one foot on this little guy, represents the ego. And then there's this flame of fire around him, and it represents bringing the consciousness, the divine consciousness, into life. And then the ego, which is all of us, in all of us, or impacts all of us. It is not us. It impacts us and says, yeah, this is what you should be doing. And yet, generally, it's very limited intelligence, so it causes a lot of suffering. So you can't live without it, but and you can't shoot it either, as they say, in some circles. Because if you don't have ego, then you're dead, right? So we don't want to do that. You don't want to be a vegetable or die. So we want to transform that ego into bring in more divine intelligence. So fire is consciousness. So whatever energy we're bringing in to our lives, we want to be able to express ourselves according to that energy. So Nataraj is going to help us to destroy negativity, really get rid of negative thoughts and negative behavioral patterns, and then to help us to maintain our manifestations at the same time, protect our manifestations, our projects, the people that we love and care about, and ourselves that we love and care about, and then also to help us create. So Dr. Pillai says creation comes out of being clear. So anytime we're doing a meditation, we are creating. So, and we don't need to know exactly what we're creating, although if you want to do that, you say, okay, I want to create a situation where I have a beautiful home and a beautiful car, and, you know, my family and friends are all taken care of, they're all happy, and, you know, I'm doing what I love. You can have that story, You know, we encourage vision boards, right? We encourage you to really set your goals and really see that for yourself. And then when that keeps impacting your brain, you become more clear and clear and clear, and then the divine comes in when you do your meditation practice, and the divine says, oh, I know what they want to manifest. Some people say, Sujita, I don't know anything that I want to manifest. Perfect. Fresh, clean slate. Allow the divine to show you. You know, so it's not an end thing. It's not the end. It's a continuous revelation. So it's all within us. You know, our highest purpose, our highest potential is all within us. We have to just, our job is to just stay focused on the divine, keep the channel open and keep it clear. And then we will be expressing ourselves in every moment, in every day, with everyone. And it'll bring us more joy and more satisfaction. So people will say, well, how do I know when my life has changed by using these practices and techniques that Dr. Bly has given? I've been working with a mantra forever and ever, and it's not working, blah, blah, blah. And we've talked about that too. You just keep doing it until, or you can do, that's why I have so many techniques. You can do whatever comes to you or whatever you feel is you're feeling drawn to do. Work with that. Challenge yourself. Take a time period. You can do it for a week or 2 weeks or, you know, 30 days, 45 days. You can do it for 1 million times. Do a mantra for 1 million times, as Dr. Playa said, and it will transform you completely. And I can definitely attest to that, and many of us can who have reached a mantra practice for 1 million times. So it takes about it takes some time to do it. If you do it 1,008 times a day, I believe it's like a couple of years or something like that. You can do that. And then that will bring more clarity. And it doesn't, and so then your mind is clear, but then you've got this new energy that is so stuck in you. And it repels lower vibrating thoughts or lower vibrating energies, and it protects you. So, you know, we're so used to having so many different options and choices in life. So just as we do in our life, that when we choose to buy a car, or we choose to buy a home, or we choose to buy a pair of shoes or, you know, clothing or food, there are so many choices. Which one is the best one for us? Well, we educate ourselves. We try them out, right? So, and then we see, okay, I really was thinking I wanted those, you know, 4-inch stilettos, and it's just not a good idea right now. Mm-hmm. Maybe when I was, you know, 16 or something like that, that was okay to do. You know, or if I was choosing a race car, you know, a sporty type car, and now you have a family. It's not, maybe not so practical, right? So it's never anything right or wrong. We are just learning by our choices that we're making in every step of the way. And as we progress on the path and maybe in life, just through sheer years going by, we gain wisdom and more intelligence, and we become more focused and one-pointed in what it is that we know that is going to give us joy and happiness, and so we don't need to try so many other things. Right. So when you're in this program, any of the programs with Dr. Ply, you can just go into that teaching for some time and then leave it and then see, you know, how it goes. If you feel like, oh, I want to go and do this program, you know, so there's like people have said, should I take the New You program? Should I take the Timeline Jumping program? Should I do the Light Body program? Should I do, you know, a naughty reading? Should I do advisory services? Should I get coaching? Should I do, what should I do? So, of course, definitely you can send an email and I can give you guidance or follow up with you specifically if you have if you're at that point where you have issues in your life that you want to get clarity around and you want to work on for some time, a specific time, and what is the best way to do that. So, but if you are just coming and you want to try things out, then definitely, look into it. Go deeply into the teaching as deep as you can at this point in time. And then if you're frustrated, then leave it. Mm-hmm. And then because it might be that your soul is saying you need something else to grab some more higher consciousness or grab a different level of consciousness, and then you will get on this. It's much like when you're going to university or going to college or you're learning a new something new in your work. You need some training. And there's just so much all at once. But then you take different courses or you do different parts of the training, and then all of a sudden something clicks and then you get it all. Or you get what you need to get for that point, this point in time. So, so if you are interested in getting some, if you feel like you need some karma busting, then you do the new you, because it creates a foundation to, or structure for you to follow in 4 weeks that will, even if you've done it before, go back to it, revisit it, because this is a good time. It's time to have a fresh, clean slate. And in fact, I would do that if, your karma is not busting up. And especially if you're in other programs, then you just do you dedicate your new you teachings, new you program teachings to upper dosha, so twice a month, right? At least you're doing it twice a month, very focused. Or if you have an issue that's coming up in this month and you say, okay, I'm just going to do the new year program and that's going to bust karma for this whole month because I don't want to have that issue explode, or for me to have clarity as I'm dealing with the issue. So we've got Shiva energy, and then we have Vishnu energy. Again, Vishnu's today. And he also helps with, protecting your manifestations and helping you to create new things in your life with more clarity. And Masi Maga is a time for ancestors, and that is happens at this time of the year. We'll talk a little bit more about that as we get into the open discussion. But just setting the stage for our meditation, we're going to be tapping into the energy to get really clear about what it is that we'd like to manifest or tap into for the energy of this week that is going to carry us through this month or this transit of the sun. So the transit of the sun, again, is to focus on promoting yourself, being a leader in your life, taking charge of your life, with the different areas of your life that you have been maybe, not wanting to deal with so much, or maybe other people maybe you felt that you've been blocked by others, and they're not open to receive your opinion about things, or, they don't see you for who you really are and all the talents that you have to help to make the project better or the job better, or whatever. Or if you're looking for a new job or you're looking to get promoted, this is the time. So it might not be that you're going to say anything new. It's just that there's going to be a layer of consciousness that gets pushed out to others. And then people say, oh, I'm noticing this about you. So be open to receive this and be open to express when that time comes. So Masi Maga is the time of the ancestors. Maga is a star for propitiating our ancestors and asking that they are relieved of suffering and that we ask for their forgiveness, that maybe when we were younger or as we've been going along, we didn't realize how we may have hurt them before they passed. And then we weren't able to, say we were sorry, or that apology wasn't accepted in the physical body when they were in the physical body. So we can, ask when we're doing our prayers to our ancestors. We do it every day through tarpanam practice. It's one of the things that, one of the questions that is most often asked is, when I'm doing the tarpanam, can I talk to my grandmother, my grandfather, blah, blah, blah. It's recommended that you just, in general, on your mother's side and in general on your father's side, to ask for forgiveness and then bless those who have passed, that they are free and peaceful and calm, and that they can raise up to realms that are going to help them to be, resting in peace, and then they can bless you. You know, ask for blessings too. You know, don't feel like when people say, I'm remembering all these bad things I did and I feel so bad and guilty. And it's actually pulling their energy down. So, so you can just do the tarpanam practice in general. Don't say anybody's name. No need to. Because what will happen is you'll pull that energy towards the earth plane. And when that energy of that spirit comes to the earth plane, that ancestor spirit, even if you've done tarpanam to release them, they're within us because we share the DNA. Even though they're gone, our DNA is part of our ancestors' DNA. And then ultimately, we're all connected, right? So it's a really important thing when we're, every time that there is a special time to honor the ancestors, do it. So there's services offered through AstroVet, and you can read more about that. We'll talk more about that. But Vishnu is the overlord of the ancestors. So it seems to be the theme of the week is Shiva and Vishnu. So that's what we're going to do for our meditation today. Thanks for joining those of you who need to go. You can listen to the rest of the recording on the blog, Sundays with Sucharita blog. You just have to scroll down and you'll see the dates. Have the postings there. And then enjoy this week of karma busting and ancestor propitiating and abundance receiving. For those of you who are going to stay on the line, then you're welcome to share your experiences, or you can ask questions. It's always a lively conversation that we have here, enlightening. So don't feel like you have to hold back. So let me just open the line here. Yeah, so press star 6 if you'd like to say anything. Or ask a question. Or share a comment about your experience. Maybe with this meditation or other meditations or other programs. I hope the line is open. If somebody wanted to just press star 6 and let me know. Or if you're on Skype and you have me on your Skype, then just ping me. That'd be great. Oh, is it open? Is the line open? Can someone press star 6 and just say, yeah, the line's open? I promise I won't encourage you to talk.
It's open.
Hey, how's the meditation? Okay?
It was good. I just have the worst monkey mind. It takes me half the time to settle down and get into it. But then I know I always have another opportunity, but I don't know.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're sharing about that, because that's what happens to a lot of people. They say when they, even if you've been coming to these meditations or participating in these meditations or other program meditations, it takes some time for the mind to settle down. So, you know, don't be so hard on yourself. I'm not saying that you are, Yagna, but, you know, when you say the monkey mind, it is. It takes some time to just calm down.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the thing is that you don't give up on it. Mm-hmm. It's like a child having a tantrum. You know, it just wants to, you know, make a big fuss. But you don't give up on it. And you have to be unconditionally loving and supportive of yourself, so that when you have this experience in a meditation, you see how you are in life. So as I do, I share with everyone here and in other programs as well, and anywhere in my life, I do a yoga class, and it's a hot yoga class. It's 90 minutes, and they call it the torture chamber. And it's pretty, you know, intense. And I just use it as a time for my meditation. And the instructor will say, we go through this process, and we see what our body, mind, and soul is up to. And we see how we create our own limitations within and outside of us. And then we take that experience off the mat, and we take it into our life. So just as you would in a practice or in your work, you are you, and you go into different areas of your life, but what you want to bring into each and every one of those areas is this divinity. So it might take some time for the mind and the body to settle down and get still and focused. So be patient with yourself. Patience is compassion. So if the mind is a monkey, fine. That's a given. If the body can't settle down, that's a given. You know, just as it is here in Toronto, it's like going on, I don't know how many months now. It's just freezing cold every single day. But each time I go out, I'm not shocked so much anymore. I'm amazed at how I just settle down into it. You know, except.
Right.
And then also, not just on the mind level, but I'm going, how come I don't feel it so intensely as I did before? I'm not upset about it anymore. Mm-hmm. So it's not that you become numb or immune to it, it's you get used to it, right? And you're prepared as much as you can be. And we never know week to week what this energy of the week is going to reveal to us. So if you have monkey state of mind, it might be revealing that we haven't gone deeper into that issue, or that issue is trying to jump out of us. So let it go. Let it be a monkey and get out, right?
Right.
So that's. I'm glad that you did share that, Yagna, because it helps us to understand that meditation is us. Every day we'll get to... Dr. Ply always says, and this is a dangling carrot to me and to other people too, is that you keep doing your meditation, keep doing it, stay with your practice, stay with the mantra, stay with the techniques, and then you, by and by, like as time goes on, because that's what life is all about, you're born and you die, and everything in between. Is going to reveal to you more and more about your own process, your own evolution, your own life experiences, and what that is teaching us. So we're bringing meditation into our everyday life, so that because meditation is total concentration. It's being in this flow. So if monkey mind is popping all over the place, it's a process. As Dr. Ply says, your mind is a process. So sometimes we take a little bit of extra energy and attention to process something in our life. We, for example, you're standing in a line. You go to the bank and you go, okay, I do not want to, I'm going to manifest I'm not standing in line. And then you do some mantras, and then boom, you're in and out. There's other times you go in and you say, I'm going to do this again. I don't have to stand in line. I'm going to do some mantras, and I'm going to get in and out. And guess what? There's a big lineup, and you're not going anywhere. So who you're being in it is exactly what the divine wants you to be, because you're having to wait for that time period, and then you come out of the bank, and then just as you're getting in your car and you're going to the lights, you stop, and something tells you, you stop and look, an extra look, and then you've just avoided being hit. So there's always this divine, this divinity that comes in, but this mind wants to take over. So the mind will be a monkey regardless of how far advanced you are. Even Dr. Ply will have said, he will get on a call and he will say, I just was doing a ghee lamp, showing the ghee lamp, the light, to a particular deity. And then he said that he was spilling the ghee all over the place. And he was saying, what is going on with me? And he realized in that moment that that deity, that the archetype, was revealing to him something about his mind. He wasn't being totally focused on what this energy was coming through. So then he went on to tell us that he cleaned it up, and then he went to do it again, and then this very strong, clear message came. So around that whole situation was, you don't give up. You just keep going through, because there are going to be forces that are going to say don't. And they're going to disturb us, make us just spill the ghee, do stuff that we just, forget about or get frustrated. And then you're in this frustrated bone and you can't be open to receive this next message, which is that better message.
Right.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes. I'm just grateful that I actually recognize that I have a monkey mind, right? And could I could stop myself. Sometimes, you know, it takes longer. I caught it.
Yeah. And here, you're just coming right out of being in India for, what, 3 weeks?
Right.
And yeah. So you have a lot of very high-vibrating energy to integrate into you. You know, it's not like you'd left it there. Okay,
right.
See you later, India.
No,
you brought all the empowerments from all the temples, all the remedies. Being with Dr. Ply, that is all like mixing in and around you and, creating a little bit of a, maybe a disturbance that you hadn't. It's shaking you up, shaking your consciousness up. So once it starts to settle down again, or you integrate that energy, or that shift in consciousness happens, then you may not experience so much of the monkey mind. And it is great that you're noticing.
Yes, you're exactly right. It was a culture shock going, and it was a spiritual shock coming back. So it's taken these weeks to settle down and process.
There you go. You just said the word process. So allow your mind, it's a process, so allow it to bring in that divine mind, that divine energy into the process, right? So you, and then you don't think of it as a process anymore. I'm just nitpicking and analyzing and trying to give some metaphors or some things to work with so people can understand. But you'll forget about all that. You will even forget in some time, you will even forget that you even went to India. And people will say, oh, how is your Indian trip? You go, what? Oh, yeah, that? Oh, yeah, yeah. Because you're already, you brought that energy, and so it's so history, right? It's so like 5 minutes ago. See?
Right.
So be patient with yourself. Be compassionate with yourself. And I'm glad that you decided to carry on with the meditation and allow yourself to go deeper, even though the monkey was the mind was a monkey.
Right. Well, thank you.
Yeah, and then taking it a little step forward further, because you know Lord Hanuman, he's like the monkey god, and he represents the energy of both Lord Vishnu and Lord Shiva. It depends on how you see it or what you read about it. But his energy is to do the impossible. So I always think, okay, my mind is a monkey, and then I go, okay, my mind is now Lord Hanuman. and then that helps to, okay, bring in a higher energy here. And that helps me visually.
Great.
Yeah. So try that out.
I will.
All right, sister.
Thanks.
How's your son?
Oh, he's good. Everything's good. Everything's moving along, and we're both processing.
For sure. For sure. Okay, great. Well, thanks for sharing, Yagna.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Take care, hon. So those of you who are joining us, Yagna writes does the write-ups every week, and members have been writing in and saying thanks to Yagna, so a little shout out here for you too, Yagna, for doing that. Because it's inspiring for members. I never know what I'm saying during the calls, and I don't listen to the recordings. It's good to hear the feedback and read the write-ups that Yagna does, because it reminds me to keep putting that attention onto what it is that is going to be available for us every week. So the energy that's available this week is to get clarity of the mind. So karma busting things. People who have been taking the timeline jumping course, and they really like it, because it's kind of like, okay, I've been stuck for so long, I've done everything, and I don't want to go through any process anymore. I just want to jump out of this. So timeline jumping is not that you avoid it, you just choose a higher level of your understanding of where it is that you want to go in life, and you can handle that. So some people, I can give the analogy or metaphor, like your work, you're doing some course or a project, and you have some background. And so you can just jump to the next course, or you can jump to the next part of the project, depending on what it is that you're looking at, because you have some knowledge, and that knowledge is empowering. So it gives you the ability to see more options and to do things all at once. So that's how the divine is. When you go into this timeline jumping, you set your goal, and then you just don't even care how it goes. You just say, get me to this goal. And then you do the empowerments. And because the program is based around the calling in different energies, different archetypal beings, different meditations, different techniques that wake up that part of you, your consciousness, to do everything all at once. So it establishes that consciousness within you, and then that consciousness propels you to go after different options, different timelines that will reveal to, oh, okay, you can do this faster. Or you can do this, it'll be more enjoyable, it will be as the same time. Or you can do this, it will be faster and you will enjoy it. You can do this, it will be faster, but you'll go through an intense process. So the timeline jumping means it opens many doors where there were no doors that you could just go through. And then it gives you that consciousness to attract people in your life or situations in your life or opportunities in your life or the divine in your life to empower you to walk through that door and then have a new life without too much time going keeping you from back from it, held back. So a lot of us get to the door, we open the door and we go, whoa, I don't really want to enter. This is too big of a party for me. Others are like, yeah, I'm going to the stage and I'm going to just party on. And you know. So it depends really on you, how you want to work in your life. But the timeline jumping techniques and the meditations and the mantras that will support you to understand where you are at this point in time or any time you take the program, and then allow you to resonate with all that wonderful energy. And then when you're resonating with that or you're vibrating with that or that is within you and guiding you, it will attract different doors, different opportunities where those doors will open and you'll just be wanting to rush in and enjoy the outcome, enjoy the results, enjoy the achievement, experience success, you know, whatever it is that you set your goal to do. So that's a really good program people are doing. They're enjoying, they're liking. And then, of course, because we were talking about the light body program, the year-long program is coming to an end in the next couple of months. And there have been, people have been writing into me saying, you know, since we don't want to take the light body program, I just can't afford that, investment every month for the full year program. Well, we have the light body activation program. And that is, there's three levels now, maybe even going on four. In that program. And so you can do it's a self-study course or evergreen, as we call it. It's there forever. So once you join either of those levels in the light body activation, then you can access that site for indefinitely. And I was just reviewing it. Someone had written in, so I'd forgotten what was taught there. And I went in and it was very revealing. It reactivated what I had learned in there and what the mantras were, and I could feel them at a different level. I got a better understanding or had a more profound experience with it. So nothing is ever a waste of time and everything gets you where you want to be. And the beauty of Dr. Ply's programs and his whole, the Ply Center on the YouTube and on the website and AstroVet is that you're immersing your consciousness in that. At least some part of your day. So that all the other things that you're doing here in your life, they're not, that consciousness is a different level of consciousness, and then you want to empower every action that we are doing in our life or every activity that we're doing in our life, and then backing it up from your action into the thoughts. So every thought that we're thinking, are we empowering, an outrageous or adventurous or more loving or more caring, more fulfilling thought process? Are we energizing those thoughts, or are we saying, yeah, I wish I had that, but then I can't because this, and this, and this. So we get to watch this monkey mind just jump all over the place. And then we finally say it settles down. Maybe we give it an etheric or mental banana. And it's happy, and then it goes off, or it just sits there and you can admire how cute it is. Mm-hmm. And then after a while, you don't even have you're just focusing on what it is that you want to do. And then you don't be too attached to the fruits. That's the problem, is that we want to manifest something, and then we get to that point. And then maybe we're not so disappointed, or maybe we're, oh, yeah, that's great. And then, as Yagna was sharing, you know, you're back in your life, and then how do I integrate this new thing in my life, this new person in my life, this new me in my life? It takes maybe a little bit for us to realize that, oh, that's just something new. It's not something bad or something good. It's just something new. And then we live this newness, refresh, revitalize, as the other stuff is leaving us. Any other questions, comments? Anyone go to India that they haven't shared and they'd like to share about their experience?
Oh.
Hi, who's this?
Olivia.
How are you?
I am great. Thank you. How are you, Sucharita?
Very good. Nice to hear from you. How was India, Olivia?
divine. Divine. Magical. It's very hard to say, tell in words that which is indescribable, right? yeah.
So maybe let's start with how were you before, and then what's your experience having been there, and then how are you after? Just so that members know, because there's some people who are, you know, new to the program or they don't.
By the way, I mixed up time. I thought it is starting at 10, and I jumped at 10, so I missed the whole hour. But anyway, that's okay. I will listen to the recording. But to answer your question, I think that, or I feel that this trip just simply deepened me, or deepened that which has been already there inside in the tangible way. You know, like the experience was incredible, very powerful, beyond my imagination or whatever, you know, beyond. So the experience was very powerful, and it just simply opened up something in me that was ready to be open. It's very, very vast, you know. I mean, to answer this question, I'm just slipping into this sort of field of vastness, and I don't know what to say. I would need to be specific. If you ask me questions, specific question, maybe. But,
yeah. So okay. So let's take it back. So you've been a student of Dr. Pillai's for how long?
3 weeks. Oh, sorry. How long since I found Babaji?
Yeah.
Oh, since end of September last year.
So it's 2014, September 2014.
Yes.
Yeah, and so then you decided to just, jump on these programs, these weekly calls, and then you were inspired to do some other things, and then you got into the thought process that you would go to India. And, you did that from, so September, October, November, December, January, February, so 5 months into the program with Dr. Pillai. and you are on a plane and you're going to India and you land there, and what's happening? Do you know anybody? Are you excited? Are you were you taken care of?
It was I think the quality of the state I was in, it was beyond excitement. You know, I was excited, of course, but it was, you know, I was not expecting. I was not, you know, expecting anything. I just wanted to be open to whatever I am ready to receive. And I went there totally with no expectations, but open, you know, and open to receive, and incredible, and I am incredible gratitude. And of course, things came up. Many things came up during the trip. You know, it was extremely clearing and I can't remember. You know, can you imagine? Like we went to a million temples.
A million?
No, I mean joking. You know, we went to many temples. And, you know, 3 weeks is quite long. It sounds like a lifetime, actually.
Okay.
But as we went to so many temples, and there was so much going on the outside and on the inside simultaneously, that I was, like, blank. I don't remember the names. You know, like, like, I remember some, but... I guess I was just in this awe, and I think I turned off my logical mind, rational mind, so I can't remember the names of temples, you know, the details, I would say, more details, and because, I think, oh, my gosh, what happened with me? I don't remember. So I would be glad to get actually the list of the temples. So, oh my gosh, so we were starting very early, you know, like five, which means we got to wake up call at four, and then lectures and experiential, and then temples and more lectures and more experiential time, and so we were on pretty much 4 or 5 hours of sleep, you know, and you are just, you know, like amazed that this energy is feeding you so much that you don't even need to sleep. So it was just magical, and
What was it like being with Dr. Pillai?
Wow.
Because you hadn't met him.
No, this was the first time. First time. But interestingly, it was, you know, I told you, like, when I came across the information and I connected, it felt that I'm just continuing where I left off somewhere in some lifetime. And it was familiar, you know, like, encounter was very divine, but I did not feel that I don't know him, you know. So, it was very special and divine. The only word I can find is divine. And the energy is just indescribable energy around the master, enlightened master. Is indescribable, you know. Like there were times when I had to sit down because I was a little wobbly. You know, that's how strong the energy was. And the love and compassion and emanating from someone who is enlightened and realized master, everyone needs to experience that. I'm very grateful.
So you were surprised that you could live off this 4 or 5 hours a day and such a rigorous schedule, you know, traveling, going to temples, sitting in lectures, going through experiential meditations that were extended meditations. I believe they were for 2 or 3 hours, right?
Yes. No. it was, as I said, it was divinely supported. You know, I felt supported so much, like... that energy is feeding you, so you don't need really. Because even when I had an opportunity to take a nap or sleep, I just couldn't. You know, so it's just you are in this heightened state of consciousness that you know you don't need sleep. But I mean, everyone is different.
Sure. And so how was it for you coming back to, now you're in Calgary, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how's it being back from the climate in India to Canada, Calgary is like a little bit different, right? A big swing.
Yeah.
So that's a shock in and of itself. But how is it, and then culturally it's a shock, but how was it for you with your, all that spiritual energy, as you say, and that divinity that you experienced, you were immersed in India. How are you integrating that now in back in Calgary, Canada?
Well, interestingly, which doesn't surprise me much, but after India trip, I actually can embrace all. I can embrace even the, you know, it's not as cold now, but, you know, the different climate. I can embrace it so much, with so much more ease than before, you know. And just it helped me to, even at home, you know, I'm just a different person. Like nothing, well, not many things can upset me. Put it that way. My relation to the world is different. Relating. I don't even use the word responding or reacting. No, not reacting or responding. Just relating, you know, relating. That's what comes to me in different way, you know, like. I'm just kind of smiling at myself. Okay, what happened with you?
So do you notice when things come up for you, maybe that would have frustrated you before? You're just looking at it and going, "Oh my God, you know, I'm not reacting to that anymore." Is that what you mean?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I don't know if it will last, but right now I'm still.
I can hear that in you. I think we can all hear that in you. It's very, you know, it's this joy that's bubbling up inside of you, and this, you know, maybe you can't express it in a way that you'd like to, you know, more fluently or whatever, but it is hard. It's like asking anyone who has been through the process, and you read about it. I was sharing about it with another group of people in the other program. The masters, they've been through it, and all they want you to do is experience it and then be that in your life and bring that more into your life. And people say, well, what is that? And that's why I always ask, what was it like for you? And it's really hard to, you know, to articulate because it is like you say, it's just a new way of being, and you have a lot more joy coming through, and there's not too much to say about that, you know, other than to laugh a lot or to...
That's exactly how I feel. Like, I don't feel like talking much, you know.
Oh!
Yeah.
Is that new for you? Is that new for you, not to talk too much?
Yes and no. I mean, it in general, it is the state to, you know, in meditation or after meditation, but now more than ever, I think. Yeah, it's more than ever that I slip, sort of slip into the state that I just want to be quiet and be there. You know, I would like to mention that all of it was very powerful and very impactful, or you know, whatever word I would say. But the culmination, I would say, I noticed at the end, you know, when we were visiting Swami Ramalingam Mahasamadhi site, and that was sort of like culmination, I guess, of the whole trip, because I felt this energy so, it was so palpable, you know. And I would never think, or never think, okay, that this actually is real, but the energy was swaying me side to side. And I you know, it's you know, unless I experience it, I wouldn't think that, yes, it is reality. And then I just could not talk. You know, it was like, I was just staring, you know, staring, and I could utter a word. So that was kind of like a last, like a cherry on, you know, what they call this, the cherry on the...
the top.
Top, yes. So, yeah, that was pretty cool. I really enjoy that, yeah. But anyway,
oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
go ahead.
I'm very grateful that I had opportunity to go, and yeah, very grateful.
Well, thanks for sharing, Livia, and you would recommend this to anyone to go to India, is it?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And is it something that you had thought that you could afford to do, or that you would do? Was it a good investment of your time, money, and energy?
You know, I don't have a desire to travel to anywhere else than India. You know, if I have money, you know, if I save money, enough money to go, then India is on the top of my list. And, you know, I don't care about tropical destinations and cruises, whatever people go to. It's a waste of time to me. Yeah. So if I have resources, then definitely India is number one.
And what about being with Dr. Pillai? So, for example, if Dr. Pillai is visiting someone's city or country, would you recommend seeing him in person?
Yes, absolutely. That's no question. You know, YouTube is very powerful, and I get a lot from YouTube. I'm just listening, Dr. Pillai. It's very powerful, but to meeting him in person is, you know, even more, way, way more powerful. It's, yeah, it's very powerful, and I recommend everyone to do that, to meet Dr. Pillai Babaji.
Now, with your meditation, since you've been home, have you been doing the meditations from the trip, or are you looking? Are you interested in doing some of the programs on Pillai Center because that has sparked an interest in you since the trip?
Well, even before the trip, I started the number of few programs. it is the mini the light body activation, since you know I got involved not long ago, and then millionaire
yoga
timeline jumping as well. I'm enrolled, and yeah, like many things I have been doing. Oh, by the way, the remedies, right? The remedies are out of the chapter. Very powerful. So I did proxy. Actually, I did proxy before I went. And if I knew that they do it there in person, I would just do it there. But that's okay. So I did proxy. And as far as meditation, you know, to be honest with you, I'm still sort of integrating. You know, we are exchanging notes, some of us who went, so I want to compile. One of the ladies, Ada, she's amazing. She compiled so many notes, and so I just kind of feeding on that and compiling and just kind of organizing myself to get back to my regular meditation sessions.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm just sort of... So I had a cold, and I was a little sick, it's a little... skin irritation there, you know, my eyes were bothering me, but otherwise, so I had to sort of take care of that as I came back, but now I'm good and getting back, doing tapanam every day, regardless, and you want to, yeah, so I want to the new techniques, what we learned in India, very powerful. So I'm getting on that here other way. And also the other techniques before I went to India, still doing it, right? So there's lots of practice and lots to choose from too, you know, like it's just such a richness and the cheese, I mean... Oh, yeah, it's wow. I feel it is coursing through my whole body, you know. It's like, oh, so many things.
Wow. Is there anything else that you want to share at this point, Livia?
If you have a specific question, I could channel it that way. But it's so much. Yeah, it's such. I can write a book. You know, it's so much, so much. That happens so much that it's.
So
I don't know where to. You know, if you tell me, share, I don't even know where to start because I can start anywhere. You know, and just go on and on.
Well, maybe we'll leave that to every week as you join, and then you can share the things that you are learning about as you've come back with all this. It sounds like you're so full. So when you're so full, it's, you know, going to all that energy. I'm curious myself, and I don't know, maybe others are too. When someone goes to India and like you, you receive all this energy, how does that show up in your life? You know, how are you now using all that energy that was vibrating, causing you to move around in the temples, and you've experienced that reality, as you said, and your logical mind has really just dropped. You know, it's shut down. It doesn't even bother you so much anymore. So you have enough rationality to do what you need to do, so you took care of yourself, and then, okay, now back to my practices, back to my life. That's the logic. The rational mind has to do that. It has to work for us and do that in our life. And now you can do, I'm curious to hear, maybe in the coming weeks, how it is for you to have been immersed in all that divinity, and then that energy starts to point you in a direction that you're bringing that divinity into everyday activity.
Exactly.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah.
Right, right. Yeah, definitely. It hasn't left me. It came with me, and that energy, and I feel the divine being present in my life. And also, as you mentioned, pointing and directing, I feel like this is just the beginning of the journey, you know, or continuation, but also the beginning, you know, the beginning of the next phase, or whatever way you put it, because it is continuation in a great scheme of things, you know, in a way. But on the other hand, it is a new phase and the beginning of, you know, something is unfolding, and I know something great is unfolding. That's how I choose to perceive it, you know, and I just surrender. That's just the easy thing. Okay, just take me.
Wow.
You know,
we can definitely hear that in you, and again, it'll be great to hear how it is for you as you're learning that, okay, I'm so full of this energy, and I'm surrendering to the energy. I'm surrendering to the divinity. I'm surrendering to this experience that I had. And in you saying that, it's great. It's a great affirmation or teaching or an experience that we can share with others, because a lot of the questions that come in is, I don't know how to surrender to my higher self. So you expressing that, well, you just get full, and then you're surrendered to it, so it just takes over. It sounds like it's a very exciting time for you. It is a continuation of your life as you know it now, but it may present opportunities to you, open doors for you that maybe you never were open to, or they were there, but you didn't walk through the door. So I'm definitely looking forward to hearing from you week to week and as it all unfolds for you. And thanks so much for sharing, Livia.
You know, my honor and pleasure, and, you know, like, thank you so much. And I will be glad when I can to share, yes. And thanks, everyone, and love to everyone.
Okay, thank you, Liv, and take care. Hope you're feeling
thank
better.
You. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, so there it is, everyone, the bliss of India, you know. And then as you're experiencing maybe a taste of it, we get to all experience a taste of what it could be like to meet Dr. Ply in person or delve into a practice. So it sounds some people say, well, I've taken this course and I've done this course and I'm not getting it. Just keep going, immersing yourself in that. Keep immersing yourself in those different programs that will support your consciousness to go deeper eventually or gradually or without even you noticing it. And I've shared with that in the past in program calls when members say that, I wrote my goals down, and until you had said to me, Sutri, to review your goals, I went and I reviewed the goals, and I went, oh, my God, I didn't even realize I'd manifested 3 out of the 5 goals. So that's the beauty of it, right, is that we are totally being, in our lives. We get to that point of just being in our lives, and the manifestation will happen if we are immersing ourselves continuously in higher states of consciousness, whether you go to India, or whether you take a program online, or whether you visit the YouTube's Pillai Center, the YouTube videos at Pillai Center, YouTube, or the, you know, you go and you read the write-ups on all the specials that are available at AstroVed, because that is, the specials are giving you a heads up to what energy is available and what energy you can keep cultivating within yourself, or energy, consciousness, thoughts, intelligence. That all means the same thing, because you are filling yourself up with that, and then you're realizing it, or it's acting through you, and then you are expressing it in a way that is going to be more fulfilling and more rewarding, and then attract those kinds of situations to yourself that are giving you a more healthy and vibrant way of being. You know, people will say, you know, what do you do? What are you on? What are you taking? How do you, you know? I meditate, and I try to bring meditation into my life and to every moment of my life. And, well, isn't that where you just close your eyes and you just sit there and go om, or you chant some, you know, silly things, different language? And you go, yeah, it's pretty amazing. You don't even have to know what it means. It just, something wakes up inside of you and you feel healthier, you feel happier, you feel more open to receive whatever is coming at you. You don't object to anything that is not worth objecting to. You know, so you become more selective, I find, in your life, where the things that would bother you, you would just be, you know, ratcheting about it. You know, like a spinning it, or ratcheting it, or grinding away at it. And it becomes such a waste of time and energy, and maybe even resources, money, and keeps you from being with others in a way that is going to be more fulfilling, more rewarding. And you drop the history automatically. The history drops, because history is just limitation, right? Nobody can live in his or her story. You know, you just leave it, and then you just continue to cultivate your story. And your story is always going to be unfolding. And then whatever is, has passed, has passed. So are there any other questions or comments? We're a little bit past the hour and that we usually close up. I know there's a few people who I'd love to hear from. I can see you, if you'd like to share. And it, you know, it doesn't have to be that you're on an indie trip. It can just be your own experience with the teachings, or maybe, you know, joining in a community. Someone said to me, you know, I'm so happy because I'm in living in the middle of nowhere. There's no one around me who is studying with Dr. Pillai, or I can share this with, like, physically in my vicinity. So it's so great to be able to connect from on the internet and connect to the global community here, and listen to, you know, people's sharings, and then it triggers something inside of me that maybe if I'm not able to express what's going on within my own experience, how can I even articulate or express or share that with others at this point? As you go along, you will just be, you won't even be saying anything, you know, about your spiritual practices. And in fact, you don't need to. Because that's like saying, hey, look at my car. Don't you like my car? Or look at my house. Don't you like my house? Isn't it great? Don't you love my clothes? My clothes are super. Right? Or do you like my boyfriend, my girlfriend, my husband, my wife, my kids? Oh, look at them. You know, we don't need to do that on the path. You can inspire others to do whatever stirs their soul up. And if they do a meditation practice, it's not part of Dr. Pillai's programs, fabulous. They're doing something to wake up their divinity inside of them that resonates with them. And then you just are so happy about that. If people say, well, what are you doing? And then you just learn that what you can share and what you don't share. Trial and error. But most people, on the path with Dr. Pillai, there's so much going on. How can you even articulate what it is that you're going to do? Now, if someone says to you, hey, I want to do what you're doing, you can invite them to anything. There's lots of free stuff. Then you can just, allow, open the door for them. Share the YouTubes. And then share the teachings. Share the reading. People go and do their naughty trips because their husband or wife or kid said, mom, dad, or husband, wife, I'm in this program. And I got my naughty leaf reading and now I'm off to India. And then the person ends up going with them or on their own. I've had so many experiences like that where, the person, the member was there, they're in programs and they're like, I'm going along and it's always been a stress. I haven't been able to share this experience with my loved one. And then all of a sudden my loved one is saying, I'm going to go get my naughty leaf reading, and I saw it on that website that you told me to go look, and I think that resonates with me, and I'm going to go. And they're in shock. They're just like, okay, yeah, that's great, go, they take a program. They jump on Pillai Center, and then all of a sudden they're taking a program, and they don't tell the person, the family member, and then they go through the program, and the person says, yeah, I took that new you program, or I did that light body program, and I'm like, what? You didn't tell me, So that's great, So you can do it that way, and the divine will tell you, you just gently encourage people. Hey, this is what worked for me. You can check it out here. Some people have said, you're a bit crazy. This is all weird to me, And they say, okay, thank you so much, for checking it out. That's fine. So we learn to surrender to what the divine is asking us to do. And then when we share with people in our lives, that's merely what it is. It's a sharing. It's not something that you're saying, you better do this because this is going to do this for you. Well, we don't know. How can we know? We can definitely say this has done this for me and for thousands, hundred thousands of other people, millions of other people. That's fine. And then once they do go through the program, then you can start to have a different kind of way of reacting, responding to each other. Yeah, you can react to it. Well, I got this out of the program. Well, I didn't get that out of the program. You'll find that that happens too. So what can you do, right? That's what it is with the mind and the ego and everything else. So don't be discouraged. Surrender is a process, just like the mind is a process. Go deeper into your meditations every week. Just that's what we're here to do, is give you a preview of what the week is, what lies ahead in the week, what the week is going to, how the week is going to unfold for you. Whether you know about archetypes or not, just understand that it's a week of clearing, and you can participate in Pradosham practices, do your daily tarpanam, pray to Lord Shiva, do the one-minute meditation, which is what we do pretty much every week here. We activate all the chakras with the sounds Aum Ma Om Nama Shivaya, and that encompasses the mantra Om Namah Shivaya. So you can just say that. Say the mantra Tirnilakantam Makarol Shivaya Namah. Visualize blue light. Blue light is life force. So it represents the life force of the divine. and then that spills into your life force. And then you have a lot of energy and clarity. And then you pray to, you know, for all your manifestations to be protected, and then also for new opportunities to come to you, and propitiate Lord Vishnu, and then pray to your ancestors this week, especially on the full moon. Everybody knows when the full moon is coming because you go outside and you look in the sky at night and there it is, a big white ball. So what does that mean? It means that you think about things that are going to create, that you'd like to create in your life. So more finances, more, you know, comforts in life, a broader understanding of what you're doing on your spiritual path and how to integrate that knowledge into you. And then that will give you the sense of abundance that the, you know, they say, oh, the universe will let me know or give to me what it is that I need. Why aren't I manifesting? I'm only asking for this. And as Dr. Ply says, you know what, if you're only asking for like a little bit, then and you haven't manifested, then it's just too little. You're setting your standard to be too little. So push it a little bit. And then you'll be living this outrageous life because, oh my God, I'm putting this list of goals and I don't even know, three of them have manifested in a short period of time. Why not go big, right? Go bigger. So the full moon will allow your consciousness to expand to that level where you say, okay, I'm going to, come on, bring it on, bring it on. Bring on that energy that will help me to manifest. And then you allow it to manifest. And then in the meantime, you keep going. Because you're going to do that anyway. And then you'll realize, oh, I manifested all five now. Time to make a new list. So it's always a good time to make a new list as the moon is waxing and getting into a full moon. Because on the waning cycle, when it starts to get lesser in the sky, that energy, you're going to want to go more internally. You're going to get rid of stuff. So if you've been waiting to go on an exercise program, that's fine. Do it. You can start to do it when you're in a natural alignment with the full moon, because on the waning cycle, it'll be easy to lose weight. It'll be easy to get rid of obstacles that are blocking you from getting in a proper nutrition and exercise program. You won't want sweets or fats or salts or stuff. If you put that in your consciousness, it will just say, you know, oh, good, throw it out, throw it out, throw it out. You don't need it because you'll be naturally in that energy flow. And so after 2 weeks, you'll have established in those 2 weeks, oh, my God, it was great. I didn't have to think about it too much. I just could not have it, and I didn't miss it, because you're going more internally. You're going to that part of your soul that says, you don't really want this stuff. It's going to cause you harm. Okay, easy. Right, so then as it gets into, as we come into the next week after the full moon, towards the middle of the week and into the weekend until we meet again, you'll start to think, okay, what do I want to manifest next? So this is a good week where there's going to be a transitional period. Pray for your ancestors. Pray for your manifestations. Pray for everything to get clear that is preventing you from living a more fulfilling, more rewarding, and more divine state of who you are, who you truly are, a different reality, as you go along and do your everyday activities. So no one is interrupting me or jumping in. Last call for any questions. Okay. Well, if you don't want to share in the group, that's fine. You can definitely send emails and feedback, and you can request one-to-one coaching. I'm doing that, and there's going to be a store post coming up because it seems to be a popular thing that people are requesting, so I'm happy to do that. It's an hour long that you can do a 30-minute session with me, or a 1-hour session, or 1.5-hour session. And then we can assess your situation or whatever is going on with you and then give you a good outline of different options that are available to help you to focus on clearing whatever issue it is and then help you to manifest, you know, a different direction in your life. And so that posting will be available soon. Until it gets posted, then just send me an email, sucharita@applycenter.com or sundayswithsucharita@applycenter.com, and I will respond accordingly. So take care, everyone. God bless you all to have an amazing karma-busting first part of your week starting from Monday, depending on where you are in the world. Maybe it might be a little bit sooner. And then going into Tuesday, you're going to feel the dance of Shiva Nataraj. And then Wednesday, you're going to feel the ancestors begging you to feed them. So do the tarpanam offering or some offering or services through Astrovet or Apply Center, especially Masi Magga, which is the time of the year, one time of the year that you can really get blessings from them and release them into higher realms. And forgive yourself and forgive them and others. And get the blessings of Vishnu and Lakshmi for abundance. And then after that, get on a regime where you're just clearing stuff out of your life. Whatever it is that you want to clear in your life, it's a good time from about Wednesday onwards. And then we'll see you on Sunday, next Sunday. Take care and God bless. Bye-bye.